Cuomo says it's a remarkable achievement that the budget was agreed to at all when he and state lawmakers are under such extreme stress dealing with the steeply rising cases of COVID-19 in the state. A budget measure already in print as part of the Aid to Localities budget spells out special new powers that the Senate and Assembly will give the governor to amend the spending plan throughout the year. Cuomo and his budget officials have said the state's deficit could be as high as $15 billion, and they may need to make cuts mid-year to schools, healthcare providers, and local governments. But the governor says if the economy rebounds and there's more revenue coming in, then they might be able to increase aid.
The budget is basically going to say on the numbers, look, we can't spend what we don't have. If money comes in during the course of the year, we'll spend it. If we actually lose money, we have to adjust it. And that's life, and that's every family's situation, and we'll deal with it together.
The governor's budget director, Robert Mujica, says even the most conservative estimates predict the state will have a $10 billion deficit. He says if that happens, state spending overall would be reduced by 6.7%. It would be the first time in Cuomo's 11-year tenure that spending would decrease. The governor says with the exception of the plunging revenues, he believes it will be a robust budget with many unrelated policy items that the governor proposed back in January included in the spending plan. He declined to detail them, though, saying he did not want to get ahead of the legislative leaders who were to brief their members on the details.
We did not scale back our efforts or our ambitions to advance this state to greater heights. And you look at this budget, you would never know that anything else was going on.
Cuomo and some Democrats in the state Senate were pushing to make changes to the state's bail reform laws. Most forms of cash bail ended on January 1. Law enforcement groups had called for a rollback of the reforms, saying too many potential criminals were being set free. Bail reform advocates held a last-minute news conference via Zoom. They condemned a draft proposal that would end all forms of cash bail, but make it much easier for judges to decide to hold defendants pre-trial. Marvin Mayfield, who spent 11 months in Rikers Island because he could not meet bail, says the measure would lead to the mass incarceration of another generation of black and brown New Yorkers.
What the governor is proposing will incarcerate an additional tens of thousands of New Yorkers across the state and take away the justice we fought for and won. We cannot and will not accept rollbacks to this bail reform law.
Cuomo would not say whether the changes to bail reform are in the budget, saying you'll have to see what's in it later when the budget is ready for passage. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.